Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Former college swimmer Derek Jordan joins us on today's program to talk about his visit this Thursday and presentation titled The Light Was Green When I Last Looked, Warning Signs on the Road of High-Risk Choices. Well, Derek, first of all, you're on your way to Iowa here to talk about your life story and when life took a turn for the worse for you based on some decisions that you had made when you were in college, all a part of a program in conjunction with the NCAA and Central College. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about your backstory and how you kind of came into this line of work of speaking.
Well, my backstory is I was a pretty good kid from Georgia, moved around a bunch with a military family. But ended up in Georgia and went down to school at Florida Atlantic University as a swimmer. And a few years into college, I was, making some high-risk choices. And one summer night in 2002, tried to drive home after a bit of drinking and didn't make it there that night. Ran a red light and ran into another car. Three guys in that car, and one of them wasn't wearing a seatbelt and bounced around and ended up dead in his best friend's lap. And so since then, I've spent a bit of time in the Florida Department of Corrections and decided somewhere along this journey that I at least wanted to share my story with young folks, especially to prevent anything like that happening to somebody else, because really it tore two families apart. His family and my family lived through some pretty tough times. So, and I'm sure his family still is. So this is, just an effort that I can make to prevent that from happening for other people.
Well, and you are coming to a college campus, a smaller one here in Pella, but certainly Central has a lot of student athletes who may be able to relate to your story. How have you been able to connect with those other students? Are there efforts that you make, especially when you're here, to try and reach out to some of those athletes, especially since you have a similar background?
Well, I know one of the things that Pella Central College is putting together was maybe some specific opportunities to meet with specific teams. So that was kind of exciting. Prospect, of course, the NCAA Choices grant is sort of what's making all this possible. As far as being able to relate with some of those athletes, I mean, I was there. I was, feeling like I was making a lot of great choices. I was showing up to practice every morning at 5:30. I was really committed to swimming, and so it felt at times like I was really making good choices. And in fact, I was. But in addition to those choices, I was also making some high-risk choices. And it doesn't take a lot of them. It really just takes, one high-risk choice and a terrible situation can arise. So I think that can be pretty relatable, for people thinking, hey, I'm doing well. I'm making it to practice. I'm doing good on the field or in the pool or whatever. The idea is that might be true, and all it takes is one bad choice to see some tragedy.
What do you do now? What is your life like after you've spent time in prison, after the conviction? What is the work that you do on a day-to-day basis to try and further this message, not just with speeches like this, but in your daily life?
It's a huge part of my life. I'm working and partnering with a group called the Prevention Research Institute that looks at this thing specifically, using science and research to figure out sort of how this can happen. And part of it was just my question: how did this happen to me? How did I let this happen? What was going on that this happened? And they've, sort of looked at the science of that, and it's sort of helped explain to me that. And I'll talk about that on Thursday. So I spent a lot of time working with the Prevention Research Institute. Some of that is giving presentations like this. Some of that is working on this sort of a curriculum program that talks about high-risk choices. What exactly are high-risk choices versus low-risk choices? What does that mean? Figuring that out and sharing that with people. And, and some of this is, that's sort of what I do day-to-day professionally, I guess. But, there's a lot personally. What am I doing? And I guess it's just sort of walking the walk and putting this in my own personal life. And how's my life gone? I spent a good part of my 20s in prison. And that is, that's an amazing time in most people's lives I'm still alive, and how lucky I am. That was a very tough time. My 20s you know, were kind of lost to prison. I tried to make the most out of it, of course, but since then, you know, I got out and I felt like, I was like, all right, I'm going to take the bull by the horns. And, you know, there's been a lot of hangups still. I'm 36 years old and I don't have a driver's license, for instance. So, you know, I've got a 2.5-year-old at home. And when he got sick a couple weeks ago and it was a stormy night, my wife had to be the one that went out to get, you know, the Tylenol from the drugstore. I couldn't go hop in the car and do that. And it was like a stormy night. And I just thought, this stinks, you know, that here I am 36 years old and I still don't drive. And that's something that's carrying on with me. I mean, in every step of the way. I mean, could you imagine not driving? I mean, so many people have a hard time thinking, unless you live in a New York City, which there's subways all over the place. It's a tough gig. This is also just something that I wake up with every day, is remembering that I killed somebody, that I was responsible for that. So that's been, you know, something that I don't want other people to have to wake up with and deal with. I'm happy to be able to wake up. I'm so lucky. And so that's part of the reason I want to carry this message on and keep sharing my story and really Daniel's story too.
In partnership with Central College, the Prevention Research Institute, and the National Collegiate Athletic Association Choices Program is hosting Jordan's presentation. It begins at 7:30 this Thursday in the Kuiper Fieldhouse at Central College. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.